something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
it's me, Greg from Woke FM.
And it's me, Brat from Sports Dicks.
He's my brother, and you're such a dick, Brat.
Who's a dick? You are.
Bam, bam, bam. That orange one.
There he is.
Hey, there he is.
How's it going, bud?
Pretty good. I'm excited to play our new game today.
Me too. It's a variation of Canadian Tire Flyer Lower or Higher, but to genericize it, we're going to call it Grocery Store Flyer Lower or Higher.
Yeah. Grocery Flyer Lower or Higher.
It's a very simple game if you've never seen it played before. All we do is give each other a product and a price.
Yeah.
And the other person has to guess whether the actual retail price is lower or higher.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Let's jump right in.
Okay.
So I have a food basics flyer.
What is food basics?
Food basics is, I guess it's only in Ontario, but it's kind of like a no-frills.
No-frills kind of place, okay?
Yeah.
So no-name stuff.
It's good stuff.
Fruit Loops, they'd have like sugar rings.
Yeah, well, they have everything plus that, too.
Or Fruity O's. So would they sell actual Fruit Loops?
Sure, of course.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, food basics.
I think they also carry, you know how like No Frills, I think, has the President's Choice stuff, I think.
Does it really?
I think Food Basics might carry something along those lines. I'm not sure.
So
I
is Food Basics owned by Superstore?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know that. Someone would have to break it down for us on Twitter.
Because I think Superstore owns Shoppers now.
Yes.
Because sometimes you'll see some Blue Seal, which is their premium food line, show up at Shoppers.
Yeah. Okay, you ready? I'm going to start with eggs.
Okay.
Are you ready for the eight crazy eight eggs?
Wait a
sec.
That's
just the name. That's just the name of the sale.
Crazy eight eggs? Is crazy spelled with a K or anything like super crazy?
No, the sale is Crazy Eights, the Crazy Eight sale.
Oh, it's a Crazy Eight sale, okay.
Oh, wait, it's Happy Chinese New Year. So maybe that's got something to do. Because eight's a lucky number in China, right?
Okay, yeah.
Here we go. All right. Crazy Eights price for either the Omega 3. Oh, Irresistible? Is that? That's the line that they carry in here.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know who owns that. Or whatever. Selection. That one, too. So, anyway. Selection, 18 eggs or Omega 3, eight large eggs, 12 eggs. So, 12.
Wait a 12 sec. Or,
12,
wait a sec.
Listen to this. 12 Omega 3s, you know, the fancy ones with the blue label.
Or 18 large garbage eggs.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. And the price is $3.88, lower or higher? $3.88.
Wow. Well, if it's the Crazy Eight sale, could it be $3.78 or it's all 88s? Do you think? Like, so it would have to be $2.88 or $4.88.
It's 88s, bud.
It's all 88s.
Everything's 88.
So it's the Crazy 88 sale.
Crazy eights, but
$2.88 seems really cheap, but $4.88 seems like a lot. Although it's 18 garbage eggs and 12 omega 3s.
Yeah.
I'm going to say lower. I'm going to say it's $2.88.
It's $2.88.
Yes! The Crazy 88 sale helps in a way.
It kind of does.
Whew, I haven't really talked that one out.
It kind of blows it up a bit, actually.
All right, you ready? I have the Sobeys flyer
in
front of me for the grocery store flyer, lower or higher. Now, prices may vary at participating stores, and also different regions might have different prices. So you have to put your Truro hat on and imagine what it might cost here.
Okay.
By the way, Truro, my friend Mitch, has a store called HAF, Hard as F.
Hard as F. Oh, nice.
From the J-Rock slogan. And it's a skate and tattoo shop. So, keeping with the churro styles from this week's Sobeys flyer, sterling silver inside round oven roast. Sterling silver inside round oven roast. $4.49 a pound. Lower or higher?
I'm going to say lower, bud.
Final answer?
Final answer, lower.
It's lower, yeah, it's $4.99. Wait a sec.
What? It's higher?
I said $4.49 and you said lower. It's actually higher. It's $4.99 a pound. I got confused for a second. It's okay. Higher.
And to verify, it's not necessarily all 88s.
No.
In this thing.
In Price Basics. And can you verify also, is the S in Basics a dollar sign?
It is.
Yeah. Of course it is. Food Basics.
Okay.
With a dollar sign.
Are you, meat's a little tougher.
I'm sure it's a little tougher.
All right, here we go. Irresistibles lasagna. You know how those lasagnas are.
Yeah, I'd take a lasagna from M&M any day. I'll tell you that for free.
Okay, and it's a bigger one, you know, 2.27 kilograms. And it's the vegetable lasagna.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay.
The vegetable lasagna.
Irresistible vegetable lasagna. Yeah, does it say how many ounces or pounds?
Yeah, 2.2 kgs.
Okay.
Nine portions, if that helps you.
It's about 5 pounds, so it's a big tray.
It's one of those tray ones. You have a big tray math.
Like the McCain cake size tray.
Bigger, no, bigger than that.
Like the McCain deep dish chocolate cake?
The deep dish cakes are like this. This is like a probably more of a, you know, like a bigger one.
It's like a foot long.
Like a large pizza kind of square.
Oh, okay. Size. Yeah, so a big pan. Right.
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
The Crazy 8 price at Food Basics this week at our grocery flyer, lower or higher, $9.88. Lower or higher, Jonathan? Lower or higher, $9.88
for
vegetable lasagna.
I think the critical piece of information here is that it's vegetarian. Meat is expensive. Paying over $10 for a meal at a place like Food Basics with a dollar sign for the S is a little steep. I'm going to say lower.
It's higher, bud. $10.88.
Is it really?
The real price. Yeah, $10.88.
I guess if you're feeding 9 people for $10.88, that's a pretty good bargain.
Yeah.
Okay, Sobeys flyer.
But what?
You got one wrong. I'm 1-1. I split it. You're 0-1 right now, but you're going to get this one.
This is my chance to tie her up here.
Extra large green, red, or black, or red globe grapes, $1.99 a pound. Lower or higher?
That's pretty cheap, I think. I'm going to say the real price is higher than $1.99.
The real price is higher. The real price is $2.49.
Yeah. That's right.
$1.99. We're both tied.
That's an absolute steal for grapes right there, $1.99.
I'm going to tell you something. It's like biting into little sunshines in the wintertime, though. You get your hands on some nice fruit in this climate.
Some nice firm grapes.
Yeah.
You know, like the ones that crunch when you bite them?
Seedless?
All time.
Like two biters?
Some reds.
Like two banger grapes are the best.
Or just the really hard, fresh red ones. That just fire. Those are good.
Snappy.
I got some of those in the fridge.
Some snappers.
Okay. Some snappies. Ones that would be impossible to take the peel off. Right? What are they? The peeling a grape for the surgeons? The thing that they do? Okay. All right. Tortilla chips. 320-gram bag. Crazy 8 price of $1.98. Lower or higher? Tortilla chips. Tortilla chips, straight up natural.
I'm not so good with my grams. Is that like a big family size bag? That's or like is that like a bag. Little take it to work yeah. and lunch? It's a big bag.
No. That's the family size.
And you said $1.88?
I said $1.98.
$1.98.
Or higher. Yeah.
I'm going to say higher. That's awful cheap.
It's $1.88, bud.
Darn it. It's
cheaper. Yeah, you missed by $0.10.
$1.88, you said.
How about that? Mm-hmm.
All right, here's your chance. You ready? You know, white bread, but it's not Wonder Bread. It's not even really a brand name. It's Compliments, which is the in-house Sobeys line. Our Compliments sour cream and onion chippies, by the way, are the move. But the salt and vinegars aren't as good.
Are these like for? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so it's a loaf of white bread, but yeah. It's the kind that has embalming fluid in it, and it stays fresh till the end of time. And if you stick your finger in it, it's like a week before it kind of bounces back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Garbage bread. Compliments. Garbage bread.
You can't.
I can't call it garbage bread?
Well. I don't know. It's like you're saying it's full of chemicals.
Well, embalming fluid.
Like, I don't know if it's...
That was always a rumor about Joe Louis and Half Moons and stuff like that. So, not the super healthiest bread, but I'm going to tell you, this bread tastes great on like a toasted Peebs and G's.
So no, they, white or brown, same price? Or
no, it's just white. This is just white. Yeah. This is, can you run into the store and get the cheapest bread you can get your hands on?
Powering off.
Okay, do it. What's the price?
$1.93. Lower or higher?
I mean, that's kind of, that's a good deal, but it's not like runaway sale. I mean, it's kind of, it's a little bit cheaper, so I'm going to say it might be higher, the real price. Maybe it's $1.99?
Incorrect. $1.88.
Oh, it's even cheaper than
just
that.
Like yours. It's a crazy 88 sale at Sobeys.
But it's shit bread, though.
Well, yeah, so I called it garbage bread, which I thought was not terrible, and now you're calling it the S word.
Well, I mean, you said it. I don't know anything about it. You said it's terrible bread full of stuff that you put in a dead body.
The interesting thing about the Sobeys flyer online is that when you click on an item, it says details or remove. You can remove like Alaskan snow crab from the flyer if you never want to see it.
Jeez. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Pizza Pops. You know your Pizza Pops? You have the Pizza Pops? This is actually a two banger. It's Pizza Pops or Toaster Strudels, both Pillsbury products.
Okay,
if you don't do the Pizza Pops, maybe you do the Toaster Strudels.
So you can either get way. Both? Like, same price?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do they want for that?
4 Pizza Pops or 6 Toaster Strudels.
I had never imagined that there would be, like, a street value exchange rate between Toaster Strudels and Pizza Pops.
Yeah, and it's like the same thing, right? Well, it doesn't matter. Whatever. What do you got? Pizza Pops? All right, give them to me.
Is it, what is the brand? Irresistible?
Pillsbury. Like the
Pillsbury.
Stuff.
Oh, legit. Okay.
I think they can only have the name Pizza Pops. You have to be. Pillsbury.
Right. Yeah. Otherwise, it's like meat sleeping bags.
Yeah. Okay. $2.28. The crazy eight price of the Toaster Strudels or the Pizza Pops. $2.28 crazy eights. No.
That's so cheap.
Food basics. $2.28.
Like if you were starting
lower
out.
Or higher. If you're starting out, you're going down there and that's your staple. That's
well,
your
if you're starting out, yeah, you work at whatever
morning.
Your first job. You want to have your lunch every day. You're going to go buy 4 Pizza Pops and that's almost a whole week. Maybe Friday you eat out.
No, I'm saying like you buy 3 or 4 boxes of both and then you're set for the week because you start out your day with the Toaster Strudels and then you go lunch and dinner with the Pizza
Pops. Oh, interesting.
And you could get cheese and pepperoni maybe, you know what I mean, to mix it up. Say like
yeah, right.
Cheese for lunch and then the pepperoni for dinner. How about that?
How about that? That's actually very affordable.
Yeah.
Or maybe if so you're going to have breakfast for dinner, you could really change it up and have a strudel for dinner, too.
You tell me. $228 is the price lower or higher, Jonathan?
That seems awfully reasonable. I have to assume it's a little higher.
It's lower.
Come on.
Yes. It's
What do they want for that?
$1.88.
For four pizza pops?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I know. You want to come? Want me to get you some and send them out?
I wouldn't mind. No, get some and take them to BC. We'll have them this week.
Oh, that's right.
We'll have them this week. I'm excited for the BC run, bud.
I know. I can't wait. We fly right to Nanaimo.
Yeah, Motown.
On Tuesday
I can't
night.
Wait to get out there and see all the buds face-to-face and go to a different part of the country that I haven't been to much.
Yeah, that's right.
Get our Penticton on. It's going to be great.
Obviously, we're not, you know, when you're in Nanaimo, probably best not to play the Nanaimo bar card.
I'm right? guessing.
Like, let's just not mention it when we get in there.
I'm guessing it's like Intercourse, Pennsylvania, when I was there in Amish country.
Yeah.
And they've heard every possible joke.
Yeah.
That has to do with intercourse. Incidentally, thanks to all the buds that have been so nice about my appearance on Letterkenny. People seem to love the dicks, Noah and Anita.
Yeah, there's a lot of dick talk going on every single time now.
When Sarah Wayne Callies, who played my wife from The Walking Dead and Prison Break, lives near Nanaimo. So she actually has to leave on the day we get there, but I think her husband's going to come out to the show. And I have, as I'm sure you do too, friends in most of the places that are going to come out to the show. And that makes it extra special and kind of fun.
Yeah.
In fact... Benita Ha, my co-host from Street Sense all those years ago, I think is going to come out to the show in Vancouver.
Nice.
Pretty exciting. I haven't seen her in years.
And my bod Lairdo is going to kind of be our extra bod, help us out for the island.
He's
going to
be our fixer.
Laird White, who's a golf professional working at the National Golf Club of Canada, the head teaching professional there. He's in Victoria now with his wife, Sash, and their... beautiful Baba, Greta.
So what happened? Did she get transferred out there? So she went?
She got a job at the university and as a professor, and he's kind of wintering there. And yeah.
But he'll be back at the Nash.
Back at the Nash.
The Rick
back
Nash.
Back at the Nash. We're going to see him, Tuesday night. And then he's going to actually roll around with us for good time's sake.
Exciting. It is a bit of a... logistical challenge with the island involved to figure out, like, I know we spent some time on, do we fly to Nanaimo? Where do we rent the car? Where do we return it? A one-way drop-off from Nanaimo to Penticton was, like, outrageous. So I think we have the nut cracked, and it's a bit of an added thing to go to the island, but so worth it because it's a beautiful part of the country, and, yeah, we're just lucky to get out there.
We're going to have a good time. I can't believe we go up, down, and then back up.
And then all around.
We still haven't even decided how we're going to do the sneak back to Vancouver. Whether
I know. Well, I guess we're driving back to Vancouver because a one-way drop-off in Penticton was a whole thing, too. In any event, it'll all seem like not a big deal once we're underway. But beforehand.
We're going west.
We're going west, young man. And then, not to forget, of course, we're going central west, Alberta and Saskatchewan and Manitoba, end of February into early March. I think tickets are starting to fly off the shelves a little bit, so that's exciting.
Mm. Can't wait. Okay, are we
here's your next
going?
Product. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah, of course.
It's my turn to give you one.
Yeah.
Finish Auto Dish Detergent Packs. You also get 100 air miles with this purchase. And there are 90.
Is that those little packs that people eat for kicks?
Yeah. Like people were eating Tide Pods, right? So this is dish detergent. This is for your dishwasher.
Does it look fun and looks like it might be fun to eat?
Well, it says supercharged. And it's the Finish Powerball.
It's all and colorful and
yeah, I'll show you. The ball looks pretty fun. The ball does look fun.
Yeah, see, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
You want to pop it in your mouth.
Finish Powerball supercharged.
It's a kid with a little baby and, like, watching a game show.
Pop it in their mouth. All the, like, anytime something sounds fast, like, I liked the Gillette Mach 3, But now that there's a Mach 3 Turbo, like, come on.
Out of hand.
No, how I'm much not, faster could I shave my face?
You're not driving your shaving razor.
Yeah.
Like, are we that stupid? No, but are we that stupid that it gets us males fired up? To...
But I think it does. Oh, man, shaving every morning takes so much time. Turbo.
Whoa, yeah, way man. Faster.
Like, when you think about it, a measurement of speed for a household chore or hygienic chore makes no sense whatsoever.
Like, Mach. There's a Mach 1, right?
Mach 3 Turbo, yeah.
Mach. What else is there for speed?
Like, a toothbrush is, like, the brush 6000.
The annihilator?
Yeah. The tooth annihilator. The gum destroyer 4000.
The plaque pounder.
We should market a toothbrush called the plaque pounder. People love alliteration. All right. Finish. Auto detergent packs. 100 air miles, 90 of them. There's 90 of them. Supercharged Powerball. How much? $16.99, lower or higher?
The commercial for that, the guy that's like plaque covered costume guy sneaking up and beating the crap out of people in their bathroom.
Or the brush gets away on the guy. Like, oh my God! He's choking on it because it's so fast.
Okay, what was the price?
$16.99, lower or higher, for 90 of these masks.
That's like a 3-month supply or something.
That's like
that?
A box, 90 of them.
Hmm.
It's like a Gerald, can you grab that and carry it to the car for me? Like, it's that big. It's a box.
I'm going to say the real price is lower than that. That's a deal, but I think it could be better, bud.
Price is higher, bud. $17.99, I'm afraid.
That's right. I'm starting to get the... Oh,
yeah, the sun's coming out over there. Do you want to give me one more before we take a break? Do you want to give me a speed rounder?
One more. Parlor ice cream. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
You know that stuff?
Sure.
This one?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's the good stuff.
That's legit.
Yeah. Crazy 88 price of... Lower or higher than $2.98. Lower.
Two questions.
$2.98 for parlor ice cream.
Two questions. Any restrictions on flavors?
Selected varieties.
Okay.
Right? So it's probably not like the crazy kinds, just straight up vanilla and chocolate, I assume.
I'm going to say lower.
You're going to say the price is lower than that?
Yes.
$2.88, bud, you're right.
Bam!
Lower. You got
Let's
it.
Take a break, bud. Top 5 buzzkill jams.
Buzzkill.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's start. Want to start out with a long weekend?
Sure.
Friday afternoon? Right?
Oh, man. I had a crazy week at work, man.
Brett, like, me too. I'm so done.
I've been looking forward to this. It was one of those weeks that, like, Monday at noon, I'm like, are you kidding me? Is it really only Monday at noon? I couldn't wait for this weekend. Your parents gave us the cottage. We can just forget about the stress of life, like, and just chillax, you know?
I remember today at noon looking at the clock.
Well, I know. I was like, come on.
No way. It's not
come on.
Noon, right?
Every
like,
second.
Come on.
Yes.
And now we're here. It's 5. Let's just
should I
just
fire up the like barbecue?
I'll fire the song up.
Okay. Just
right? Just kind of like
relaxing and
yeah. And all day and all night and everything he sees. Right, man? Woo!
What
here
is,
we go.
What is are you really
you know,
you playing this song?
Come on, man. Get the barbecue going. Burgers!
You know what? I might just go for a walk. I'm just gonna go for a walk.
Wait! Drop it!
I might just, you know what? I have a bit of a headache.
Oh, man! Like Friday!
I have a bit of a headache. I think I'm just gonna, go to the bunkhouse and just, like, Just like maybe have a nap for a bit. You know there's some guy out there who fires that song on when they want to get stoked. Oh, I love yelling the word Friday with so much pent-up energy. Friday! Friday! Woo! Who is that guy? It's hard not to like him because he was so excited and enthusiastic. But really, Blue is your go-to? That was also some good EDM dancing you were doing there, too.
He doesn't care at all.
No.
He's just ready to go.
Like, I know some people don't like it. I love that song.
No, actually, it's one of those guys where it's like, if I'm feeling it, then everybody must
be feeling it,
right? Like,
gotta be feeling it. Okay, I want to be the guy who's feeling the next one. You want to?
Okay, buddy. Yeah, but you don't know what the jam's going to be.
Here's the that's okay. I know that it's an earworm. Here's the scenario. We work at Yogan Fru's. It's been the busiest day of the summer. Lineups out the door all day, and the second we can lock the doors at 9 p.m.,
okay,
I bump this song. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Corey. Lock the door, man. It's 8:59, 57, 58, 59.
Yes.
Lock the door.
Oh, I'm gonna throw in some jams
just while we clean up.
Woo.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the song that I always play when I just want to feel good.
Really?
Yeah. And you just dance to it. Oh. Yes. Going to wipe down the counters. Yeah. Woo. Wipe down the counters. Hey, can you toss me a rag, man? No, but like, do the robot when you pass it to me.
No, man.
Yeah,
come on,
it's so
really?
Fun. Yes, this is a song that we always played in my family. Like, anytime someone was sad, my mom or dad would put this song on, and you'd be like, all right.
Funky Town?
Yeah. But Funky Town, it can mean, like, whatever you want. It can mean, like, we're finally closed, right? Funky Town. Funky Town is the place that you want to go. Like, I want to be finished work. I'm in Funky Town now because I'm done. Yeah. No more Yogan Fru's to serve today.
Okay, all right. Beep, no, boop, man. Beep. No way,
bop,
man.
Bop, boop,
no.
Beep, beep, beep. What?
No way, man.
What do you mean?
Nice.
There's something about these people that want to hear the song so bad that I find especially endearing. Do you want to be the guy? You be the guy this time.
Sure, I'll be the guy.
Should we be a couple? Yes.
Sure.
Let's be a couple. Yeah. We're going out for our anniversary. I'll be the lady and I'll start. Ready?
Yeah, you start. Go ahead.
Kyle, I've been looking forward to tonight for months because it's our third anniversary. And we've had some ups and we've had some downs, but you know what? We have a sitter coming. We have a reservation at our favorite place, Bugazzi's. And I'm just going to take time getting out of the shower. I'm going to put my lipstick on. I'm going to have a glass of wine. And our night starts right now. It's just you and me. No pressures, no kids. Blah.
I was about to say Oh, lucky me, but why are you playing this song, honey?
Because this is the song that I play. You know that.
No, I didn't know that. The Pointer Sisters?
Yeah, isn't it the Neutron Dance? That's the song that I always play. You know that. Yes, I don't.
What is it? Are we going to go in a car chase with Eddie Murphy? I don't get this.
Don't you remember? This was on in the car on our first date. That's why I love it so much. We're like neutrons, remember?
When I first met you, I pulled you over.
When I first met you, you were fun. You're not fun anymore. Aren't you still burning doing the neutron dance? It's only been 3 years.
This is what you put on if you're going to like water slides or something, going on a water slide.
Well, okay, so now you ruined the surprise for after dinner. I packed our overnight bags. We're going to Great Wolf Lodge in Wisconsin.
What?
Yes.
We're going to Great Wolf Lodge?
What? Just like we went on our honeymoon. You know what? I'm turning the song off. Forget it. Yeah, it's hard, all right. It's hard. Good luck with anything else that's hard later tonight. The Neutron Dance, that is an earworm.
Getting it going at the Great Wolf Lodge with no kids.
That was, I had to turn on a dime because I thought I was going to be the one who was reacting to the song that you played as a buzzkill.
Oh,
but then suddenly
okay.
I played the buzzkill, so I had to hop on it.
Oh, sorry.
That's yeah. All right. It was good.
I'll be, you want me to be the guy again? Sorry, I'm picking the song. I forgot.
That's all right.
Okay, I'll be the guy.
Okay. Where are we? You're the dad, I'm the son, summer vacation from high school?
Yeah, summer road tripping?
Yeah, perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm the father?
Sure. Dad, okay, I don't understand why we have to go on these stupid trips. It's just stupid.
It's not stupid. This is burning memories into your head that you'll never forget.
No, you're
Trevor.
Forcing memories. You are forcing connections.
Trevor, be quiet.
Edward,
let Daddy play
Edward.
Songs. We have a long drive ahead of us, Trevor.
Are you trying to make it longer? What? The safety dance?
It's Wang Chung, Trevor. You know I like Wang Chung.
Oh. I thought we agreed you were never going to play this song again. Is this Dance Hall Days? That's what it is. Dance Hall Days.
Yes, it is.
Every time you relive your Dance Hall Days, it's really embarrassing. What's he even saying? We were cool on Pride? That doesn't make sense. Why does he sing like this?
Whoa!
Dad!
Whoa, sorry!
You got lost in reverie!
Sorry!
You got lost in reverie and we almost got killed because you're trying to relive the past because ever since Mom left, you're trying to find one thing to be happy about in your entire life. Why aren't I enough? Dad? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, you're not even listening. This is stupid. Can I get out? I'm gonna hitchhike back. This was stupid. I feel like you should go on a road trip yourself to go recapture your youth somewhere. Why don't you get a Miata? That's what you need, a Miata.
Faith.
We were what?
In our dance hall days. Come on, Trevor, sing along.
Never had dance hall days.
Oh, great.
Mother, you. Everything we knew, we were saying, no, and I soon play some now, just say.
There we go, Trevor.
You know what? It's not so bad.
That's all days
it's
now.
It's not so bad.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
They met such a surprising end. That's the thing about earworms. They are kind of hooky.
How about that? Fantastic.
I want to know the lyrics to Dance Hall Days.
They went off the road.
They were on the Sea to Sky Highway. What does this mean?
That could be the best ending to a scenario ever. Going off the road.
Okay. We were so in V's. V-I-E-S. What does that mean?
What? That's the lyrics?
These are the lyrics. We were so in V's. V-I-E-S or V-I-E-S?
No, it's phase. We were so in phase in our dance hall days.
What does
so
phase
in
mean?
Phase. We're in sync, in phase.
Hmm.
We were cool on craze when I
knew
and everyone we knew could believe.
No, we were cool on cries. We were cool on cries.
No, it's craze.
It's cries.
This is the lyrics on iTunes.
I have the lyrics right here on
what? On Larry, I write the lyrics.
Larry.ca.
Yeah. I write them as I hear them.ca.
Yeah, he's charming. He's writing, we were so in vice. What does it mean? I'm not certain. Okay.
Like
we were so in vice. I'm going to a second source.
I read them, write them as I say them.
Viva salt and vice.
He's got the Dirty Deeds and the Thunder Chiefs.
Oh, we were so in phase. Yeah. Yeah. Dirty Deeds, Dons and Chips. And we were cool on Craze. What does that mean?
What do you mean, cool on Craze? They're all fired up crazy. What do you want, man? Are these guys European? Okay. They're Euros.
So you're saying cool on Craze is just a saying
I get it
that
when
everybody
people are
knows?
Saying everybody needs to get in phase. Like, I get that. But
I think that's a stretch.
Hey, man, but that's the lyric, though.
We were cool on Craze.
You gotta bring it up with Nick Feldman, the guy who wrote it.
You know, I'll tell you, if we're playing Knicks for 600, Alex, Nick Kershaw, wouldn't it be good? That's a jam.
What, for, like, getting stuck in your head?
Yeah.
Those guys were Euros,
Buck-a-beer-near-down. Okay, we must have one more earworm left, do we?
Yeah.
Here wouldn't it be good? Do you like that song, Wouldn't It Be Good? I got it bad. You don't know how bad I got it. You got it easy. I'd stay right there if I were you.
I don't know that one.
You don't know Nick Kershaw, Wouldn't It Be Good?
I know this one. We're going to the beach, son!
What is it?
Imagine he's that guy who doesn't stop dancing in front of his kid.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Come on, son.
Doodle da, but a little da, beep, beedle, dee, dee, down.
Come on, son.
What's it called? Does this keep on moving?
Breaking my stride. Me.
Who is it?
Got to keep on moving. Matthew Wilder. You know it's my favorite. One hit wonder of all time, son.
That's a dude?
Yeah.
When is that from? Like, what year?
It's like 1984 or something.
It's a good jam. Got to keep on moving.
You know, people haven't heard this one in, like, decades.
How did you find it?
What do you mean? I know that one.
No, I know, but did you search earworms, or were you thinking that...
That's a song that you, like... I don't know who that is, but it's been in my head for 3 months.
Right. I would say Jammin' Bob Marley is an earworm.
Oh, yeah. Anything by Bob Marley.
Can you find Wouldn't It Be Good by Nick Kershaw?
Yeah.
I think you'll like it. And I think when you start playing it, you'll be like, oh, yeah, of course I know that song.
Oh.
It's N-I-K, Nick Kershaw.
Is that country?
No, it's not country at all. Wouldn't It Be Good?
Oh,
1984.
Nick Kershaw. I remember this mask.
Yeah.
This guy thought he would look like a hairband looking mask.
Yeah, but he was part of that, like, Simple Mindsy whatever.
Yeah.
Where did I see recently that Billy Idol was offered the song at the end of The Breakfast Club and turned it down, and that's how Simple Minds got the song.
Oh,
and that's how they blew up.
But look how he spells Wouldn't It Be Good in the artwork.
How?
W O look.
Wouldn't it? Oh,
one.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's like one. Isn't that how Donovan would say it?
Wouldn't it be good? The apostrophe is in a weird place, and it might be quotes instead of an apostrophe.
Won't be good.
It's a great jam, though. We have to wait till the chorus, okay?
That's what Donovan would say when he's, like, propositioning a woman in a bar.
Wouldn't it be good? Do you promise we can keep playing it till the chorus?
It better come in now.
It's going to.
I know this
one. Even if it was for just one day. Hey, Tags.
It sounds like a dime a dozen chorus, though, no?
Yeah, like, but maybe that's why classic. It's so hooky. Jeremy Taggart, before we take a break, I feel like it would be remiss of us to not mention the sudden and untimely passing of Mike Taylor, the beard guy from Walk Off the Earth. What a surprise and what a drag. And I mean, all we really heard was that it happened peacefully and in his sleep. But he was someone that I never met face to face, but we followed each other on the Twitter machine. And he was somebody whose spirit seemed so big and bright, and as a musical talent, he was unbelievable. And I just can't imagine, obviously your thoughts are with his family and children, but as a band, that must be so confusing and sad and awful.
Yeah, it's too bad. I didn't really know him face to face, never spoken to him that I'm aware of. I might have, but I know we spoke on Twitter, and he just seemed like a super sweet guy and one of those guys you hear nobody ever say a bad thing about. I think he was probably the ambassador for that band in a way. You know what I mean?
Sure. Like
if you didn't know that band, you kind of knew him, and I think that he kind of gave a lot of kind of wisdom and integrity to that band.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's very sad, and I definitely feel for his family and friends and the band, and it's a terrible thing. I'm lucky to have not had to go through that, you know,
imagine
losing a band member. But yeah.
Well, so, it's a weird thing
to hear about it for sure.
And it's a tiny fraction of this much larger issue, but they're coming to Truro like first week of February, and there's a trailer, like tractor trailer with a mural of the band as an advertisement outside the rec center where they're playing, and of course his image is on it, and I drive by it every day, and you just think so many first of all the sadness and surprise and grief and all of those things, and then so many plans. They had so many plans, and what happens to those? Like, how do you even begin to figure out what tomorrow looks like? It's just so sad all around.
Yep. Yeah, I'm sure that they'll be moving on, and I'm sure he would want them to move on. And they're just kind of getting going as a band, you know? So
Spectacular musicians. Anyway, don't really know what to say about it beyond thinking of the rest of the band and obviously his family as well. And see you down the road, Mike Taylor.
Yeah.
Take a break, bud.
Another day ticks by. Climate. Situations. People's entitlement, plastic. The oceans are dying. Anything. You want to call in about anything, it's Greg here, Woke FM, 95.5, Richmond's best hope. I'm sick and tired of it too, everybody. Give me a call, 1-800-GET-WOKE. Phone lines are actually pretty fired up today. We have a caller, Line one, Norm. Norm?
Greg?
Go ahead.
How are you doing, my dude?
I'm all right.
Same. Man. Hanging in there, I guess, at best, you know?
Yeah, Norm.
I guess I just wanted to talk to you about, like, just get a read on, I don't know, I'm just super bummed out because of, like, plastic straws and, like, melting polar cap and, like, carbon footprints and stuff, you know?
I know, man. Hey. Honestly, sometimes I have dreams at night where I'm like, I think I dream like the Sasquatch is real.
Dude, you know? Do you have the Sasquatch dream too?
I do, and it's like the Sasquatch is like calls the other Sasquatches, and it's like payback is a bitch.
Yeah,
that's my dream, you know.
I dream sometimes that like the people in their glass towers and like corporations and stuff are gonna get like choked out by like plastic straws and stuff, and one of those like greasy ducklings is gonna like climb into someone's mouth and choke them to death.
Sometimes I have a dream where I'm like in the ocean and I'm actually a kraken, And I'm like, I mount a cruise ship and just destroy everybody.
Do you know, I have a dream sometimes that it's like I'm like Robin Hood, but like of gas and oil, and I climb into a cruise ship. Like, it's so vivid, man. Like during when it's docked, and I like, I just empty the gas, you know?
Oh.
So in the morning when it wants to leave, it's like, nah, you can't. And by the way, leave your plastic straws, you know?
Yeah. Well,
and it's like, it's like, by the way, bike lanes.
I have a dream. I have a dream sometimes too, man, where I'm like, just like a deer, like just running around. And
that's
then, like,
beautiful, my dude.
I like see some hunters. Yeah. And I'm like,
why?
I hear them talk. I hear them talking about like using me for like a picture on their wall, and then I like grow arms, and then I'm like, not today, boys, and I like start firing rounds at them. You know.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
But like firing rounds of like information and like pamphlets at them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like, but not like, but made of like, it looks like sticks, but it's really just information and like wisdom and like woke, just woke chips.
Can I
like
tell you something?
Killed with woke chips.
This sounds, I'm not trying to like spin a hard luck yarn or something.
Yeah.
But I was fired from my job this week.
Oh,
and
man.
Wait till you hear this. I was fired from my job this week.
I'm sorry, Norm.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that, my dude. I can tell that you mean that.
Yeah.
But check this out. This is why I was fired from my job. I live, let's say, I'm going to guesstimate like 5 miles from my job. Okay?
Really?
No, 7 miles from my job. 7 miles from my job.
Okay. Man.
Really? Yeah. Man. I made a decision to stop driving my car. So now I walk. Yeah. I walk the 7 miles to work, and I walk the 7 miles home.
What kind of shoes do you wear? Like not rubber, right?
No, dude, my dude, come on. Toms of Maine.
Oh, man. The best.
They're made of barn board and hemp.
Only barn board that's been used by real barns.
Though. Oh, my dude. Yeah. For sure. So I walked to work, right? When I had a job. And so because it's 7 miles, I get there at like, it takes a long time to walk 7 miles.
Sure.
So I get there at like noon.
Yeah.
And then at like 1:30 after my lunch break, I was like, well, I better get going.
Yeah.
If I'm going to make it home because it's 7 miles, it gets dark early at this time of year and whatever. Did
Thanks
that for 3 weeks.
It. Thanks for doing that, by the way.
Yeah, but my boss is like, this is garbage. You're only here half an hour. And I'm like, well, if it's garbage, then why don't you sort it and recycle it or compost it?
There you go.
Done. Right? I mean, like, am I crazy? Helping.
No, you're actually like woke. That's the woke thing to do.
My dude, thanks so much for taking my call. I feel a lot better.
Norm, take it easy, man. Thanks for calling in. Seriously.
You can call me by my nickname, Normaste.
Love it, Normaste.
Thanks, Greg.
Okay.
Take care, my dude.
No problem, Norm. All right, man. Like, this is what this is all about. Woke FM is, like, if you're listening to this, maybe, you know, you just popped a can open and, like, turned the radio on for the first time in traffic. Two mistakes. Now you know. Like, now you get it. Like, it's not, life isn't that, like, you're on the wrong path. Cars. You know, wearing leather, going to the movies with more than twice a year, like buying popcorn, you know, stupid stuff. Like, anyway, we got another call coming in here. We got Zachary. Zach, can I call you Zach?
Hey, Greg, sure. Because
Woke FM, you're on.
It saves air. When you call me by one syllable, and you know, we don't want to waste air. It's a precious commodity these days.
Yeah, man.
My
phone will last longer. My headphones will last longer if I don't talk too much.
Agreed. Hey, brother, can I tell you something? It's kind of a pet peeve that I have. I'm a vegan and I don't own a TV.
Thank you for that, man.
You're welcome.
Thank you for both of those things.
No, please, look, it's not even a thing. Like, I don't even remember how it came up.
Do you know what day it is today?
You know what? I don't really subscribe to the traditional calendar.
I know, but like, people waste their time with birthdays. It's my woke day today.
Happy woke day, Greg.
Yeah, like I was woke on January 11th.
You know what?
2014, I woke.
I owe you an apology. I said happy woke day. Who am I to project an emotion on you? Satisfactory woke day, Greg.
Thanks.
Whatever you right interpret on. To be yeah. satisfactory, I hope that that's what this day yields for you.
You're right, man. Because sometimes happy isn't, you don't need, like, it's a waste of time to be happy.
Yes, like exactly.
Energy. Like, you get hot when you're excited in a room. You're, you know, look at all the wasted energy just because you're happy. Like, think about the environment, man.
Well, you could conserve sweating, that energy, right?
Like, you could be way... It. Yeah, like, you could sit and not be happy and, like, be more cool and, like, cucumber-like. Be a cucumber, and then, like, you won't sweat as much and, like, you won't wreck the ozone, man.
Cool,
like,
as a cucumber.
Like, come on, man. It's that easy.
It is like, call come in. On, man. It is and, like that. Greg, can I tell you, the reason I'm calling today is because... I just don't understand, okay? I am a vegan who doesn't own a TV. I do CrossFit.
Really?
Why do I have to tell people everywhere I go I'm a vegan? It should be my business that I'm a vegan who doesn't own a TV. Why do I have to tell everyone? Everywhere I go, it's like, can I have your bus ticket, please? I'm like, oh, really? Why? Because I'm a vegan who doesn't own a TV?
Same here.
I feel personally attacked.
I was walking on the seawall and a guy's like, why aren't you running? I'm like, come on, dude, I'm a vegan. Like, get with it. I don't want to waste time and energy giving the whole world my heat. Like, so you can have a six pack and like look hot. Like, you're going to waste all that energy steaming everything up.
I feel like when people say good morning, I feel personally attacked. Because, like, why is it a good morning? Because I'm a vegan? Because I don't own a TV? Because I do CrossFit? Or all of those?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, it's just, honestly, Zach, thank you. Because it's just so nice to have a place I can just go, like, for an idea dump.
Yeah.
Because I know you'll sort through and recycle and compost my ideas and get rid of them in a way that's responsible.
Yeah. Hey, come on. Come by for a number two anytime, Zach.
I'm sorry?
A number two, man. That's just like when you dump all that information, like you're...
Okay. You're just. Oh, I've never heard it called that before.
Yeah.
Just, cool, brother. You
know, yeah. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you. It's great work you're doing.
Yeah. Thanks, Zach. See? Two callers today. Everybody that calls, everybody that listens to this show, either they weren't woke and then are woke. Because I'm Greg at Woke FM, waking people up. Waking them up. We got another call on the line. Oh, come on, man.
Hey, little bro.
Brap.
Brap Fairway here. You still doing that sandalwood patchouli garbage?
Okay, hold on a second, man.
People don't even know that you're my little brother. They don't even know that we grew up playing football and stuff, and now you're soft and you don't even wear leather.
Listen, this is my brother Brad,
who changed
his name to Brap, so he can.
Yeah, I changed it legally. Look at my driver's license. That's what it says, Brap.
Don't make
me mute. Brap Fairway.
Don't make me mute you, Brap. Who, anyway? Oh, number one.
A tiny bit of power over me for once in your life. You're gonna hit the mute button. Go ahead.
He's got the number one sports show on the West Coast.
Sports Dicks only on ESPN.
Okay, all right. You got your. Freaking stupid plug-in, all right, Brap? Okay, now, people don't know, Brap's my brother. We grew up, he thinks he knows a lot about sports. I don't like sports. He knows I've always hated sports. He
Greg, you always hated kelp till you got this job 2 months ago. Now it's like I don't even know you. Oh, man. Mom and Dad think you're a joke. Do you even know that? That's what Mom and Dad think. They think you're a joke.
Brap.
Why don't you talk about real stuff, like the All-Star Game and Last Man In and whether it should be Morgan Riley and what the Jays are doing in the offseason? Why don't you talk about that stuff? That's the stuff that really matters to people, you know?
You want to talk about something that wastes so much energy
big, huge places, building up some big place so people can show up and watch guys sweat just so they can jump up and pretend to cheer for something to care about. That's what you want to do, watch stupid, tough guys run around.
Greg, ever since you got your third concussion and quit hockey, you've changed into this person I don't even know. Mom and Dad think you're a joke. Grandpa calls you Soft Greg behind your back.
Hockey sucks, man. I never liked hockey. I never cared about it.
Yeah, you did. I care about
the environment and the future and people and humanity and getting rid of carbon and wrecking ice flows and ruining our air.
Greg, let me ask you one question, okay? Let me ask you one question.
What,
one question. Let me ask you one question.
Brad.
How do you think the Argos are looking this year?
Get out of my face,
That's what we talk about on Sports Dicks. And that's the kind of thing that really matters to people, you know? That's the kind of thing that people can get behind. It's the thing they're passionate about. It's the thing they talk about a lot. Not this seaweed, ocean, plastic, straw garbage that you're talking about all the time. No one has time to be... No, let me finish. No,
all I
let
know
me
is...
finish.
God
no
damn
has
it,
time to be as
Brad!
As you are. Greg, nobody's that woke. I know that for a fact.
I'm sick and tired of this. You know what? I met your buddy Ballin' Onyx in the food court the other day when I was walking through and telling people to stop using plastic forks. And he wasn't even using a plastic fork. And he said he was sympathetic to my issues.
That was you? He told me about that when he got back to the station. He was like, before we record Sports Dicks, let me tell you about some guy I bumped into in the food court. And we were like, that's what we were like. That was his reaction. And that and mine was like, because that's what we do on Sports Dicks.
I'm sick and tired of this, Brad.
I'm sick and tired of it, too. No, no.
So mean to me, always.
Sick and tired of you being so soft. Like, who even are you?
You need to be more soft, man.
You need to call your grandmother. Every time I'm there, she's
everything.
Like, where is Greg? He wears sandals now.
Ever since you started doing this sports stuff, you've been eating way too much and filling up the toilets, taking huge dumps, wasting food.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I have stacks of money over my ears.
Oh,
you're volunteering at Woke FM. You don't even get paid to be there.
I hate money, brap.
Why do you hate money?
Because it sucks. I hate this. I'm sick and tired of talking to you, brap.
Yeah,
get off my show, man.
You know what? I have to go record my number one show, Sports Dicks.
Beat it.
Yeah. Why don't you beat it like you do every night?
Take
it. I'm out of here, loser.
Take it. Whatever, man. Okay, that's enough of Brap. It's time to take a break for me. I'm going home today, guys. We got another person coming up. I think it's like lemons and stuff, trees with Heidi. She's coming up. She'll tell you about how to, you know, figure things out. I got to go figure things out on my own today. Sick and tired of my brother, guys. That's all I got to say. Thanks for calling in. See you next time on Get Woke with Greg, 95 Woke FM.
You've been listening to Get Woke with Greg on 95.5 Woke FM. We owe Kenny G some mad royalties, bruh. It's a good jam. Let's let it take us out.
Let's let it take us out, and I'll be Greg sitting there kind of thinking about it.
Good chatting, bud.
No, it wasn't, Brad.
Bananas are in there. Potassium. Bananas are yellow. Bananas,
bananas come in bunches. Sometimes there's tarantulas in them.